Section 2. You'll hear Jane Hemington talking about this year's summer festival. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
Good evening. And in this week's edition of Focus on the Arts, Jane Hemington is going to fill us in on what's in store for us at this year's Summer Festival. Over to you, Jane.
Thank you, Jeffrey. This year, the Summer Festival is the biggest we've ever seen, so there should be something for everybody. This is the third year they've run it, and the timing's slightly different. For the last couple of years, it's been around the 5th to 17th, but this year, they wanted to allow everyone enough time to recover from the 1st of January celebrations, and they've put it at the end of the month. The program has sensational theater, dance, and also a large number of art exhibitions. But the thing the festival is most famous for is its great street music. For today's report, though, Jeffrey, I'm looking at some of the theatrical events that you might like to see. In particular, at this year's theme, circuses. I'm going to tell you about two circus performances, but there are plenty of others in the program. I've chosen these because they represent distinct movements within circus performance. The first is the Circus Romano from Italy. As this is a traveling circus, it follows a long tradition by performing in a marquee, which is really like a canvas portable building, usually put up in a green space or car park rather than in a theater or stadium.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
In spite of this, Circus Romano isn't at all like the traditional circuses I grew up with. There are no animals, just very talented clowning and acrobatic routines. The show has a lot of very funny moments, especially at the beginning. But the best part is the music and lighting. They're magical. At $45, it's very expensive anyway. It's really for adult tastes. In fact, much of it would be wasted on children, so I suggest you leave them at home. The second circus performance is Circus Electrica at the Studio Theater. The purists are suggesting that this isn't a circus at all. It's a showcase for skills in dance and magic, rather than the usual ones you expect in a circus. With only 6 performers, it's a small production which suits the venue well. The studio only seats about 200 people. For my money, it's the aerial displays which are outstanding, as well as the magical tricks, features which are missing from Circus Romano. An interesting feature of the show is that the performers are so young. The youngest is only 14, but it's still well worth seeing. A good one for the whole family. And finally, as it's summer, you may wish to see some of the festival performances that are being presented outdoors, like the famous Mekong Water Puppet Troupe performing in the city gardens this week. Now, water puppetry is amazing. It's large puppets on long sticks, controlled by puppeteers standing waist-deep in the lake. The puppets do comedy routines, and there is some terrific formation dancing. This is a fantastic show, and the best moment comes at the end, seeing the puppeteers. When the troupe walks up out of the water, you get this amazing feeling. It's really hard to believe that what you've been watching is lifeless wood and cloth. As an adult, I had a great time, but I did note that other older people in the audience weren't quite as taken with it as I was. It's a must for young children, though, and that's the audience it's really aimed at. Well, that's all I've time for today, but I'll be back next week with more news of what's worth seeing and what it's best to miss.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 3.